It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
We are ourselves, and if the British Empire and its commonwealth last for a thousand years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Actum Cthulhu, Assault on the Mountains of Madness by Jason Dural. Other stuff okay. That we have some business to take care of before we need to get to anything that Max would be directly involved in. So. Okay, so we're good. Somebody want to catch us up on the events of the past few days?
That's about it.
I need some explaining on that part of the spy and Delamere, and I didn't understand that part, so thank you. So
we had been told we were going to rendezvous with some Russian submarines in order to go before we went and actually invaded Antarctica, but we didn't get any communication from them, and we were confused. But eventually, we found one of the radio operators picked up a signal that was clearly coming from the boat that was going out in code. And we went and found him, but it took us a long time to find the operator. And he turned out to be a German, and he died with a very skilled shot, a blind shot that bent around corners and hit him in the forehead. I guess it was Midshipman Vance. And just as we were sort of reporting our success, we were called to stations. Well, not we, because we don't have any stations, but everybody else was called to stations. Because an imminent attack from a U-boat, and the U-boat sent a torpedo, and the torpedo hit us, and it wasn't so bad. It didn't explode. And then the control team went to look over the edge of the boat to see what they could see, and what they saw was some tentacles. And then what we all saw was this enormous beast, and by enormous, I think I probably mean 100 feet in diameter in some way, with big tentacles and perhaps a big maw. And I believe that one or two of us are actually up on the deck saying hello to it.
Well, at least on the bridge.
On the bridge, right. Popov is up on the bridge with the commander.
And I think everyone else is down below, right?
Yeah. Yeah, or in the midshipman's, right, we were tossing the midshipman's quarters looking for evidence.
Yeah. Okay, so let's back up and let's retcon, make one little tiny retcon, just to help clear things up. So after Mr. Franklin was killed a few days ago.
Eaten.
Well, you know, whatever.
Tragically.
Let's not go into details. It doesn't matter. Killed in action. That's the important part.
Heroic.
It was
it's been discussed. So you've been having, you know, your tactical meetings, your tactical planning over the past couple of days. It has been discussed over that time that one of Admiral Byrd's aides, a Mr. Guillon, if I'm pronouncing that right, was going to be attached to your group as support in replacement for Mr. Franklin. Mr. Guillon has been with the expedition the whole time. So he's been in the meetings. You guys are all familiar with him. He just hasn't officially been made part of your group, but that's kind of expected that that's going to happen. So just for to catch everyone up, Mr. Guillon, would you care to introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody.
oui, Lieutenant Risto de Saint-Guillon, at your service, late of Belgium. I am a Belgian. I have been studying the occult my whole life. Just a moment.
And have an obnoxious accent that is annoying those around you.
Most importantly.
Well, that's the only kind of accent to have.
Yeah.
For sure. But I'm very excited to have a fellow French speaker on board.
Mais oui.
So, just to catch up the paperwork, Monsieur Guillon, so you've been involved with everything to date, which means you may go ahead and tick and roll your cold weather survival three times because you've been in all that training.
Excellent.
And then you can roll three times to help improve the strategy, which looks like it's currently at 60. So that would be a roll on anything tactics, military planning. For you, you can use occult as well. If you get a normal success, it goes up by one. If you get a harder extreme success, it goes up by a D3. So you can do that three times. Go ahead and take care of that just so we business out of the way.
Sure. I'm sorry. I had some visitors I was discussing. So it's I can do three improvement rolls of
cold weather survival.
Weather survival.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I'm presuming that your occult is higher than like your tactics or any military
yes.
strategy. Okay. Yeah, so go quite ahead and roll three times on your occult, and let's see how well you have helped with the strategy planning.
Okay. That is one success. That is a second success. And that also is a second success. So one normal, two hard successes for the occult rolls.
Okay, so roll a D3 twice. That's 1 point for the first one, and then D3 for the two hards.
Gotcha. That's one and a three.
Okay. So it's at, strategy is at 65 now. And then do you have any like mechanical or electrical repair or anything of that nature?
I do not.
Okay. Then go ahead and make, let's just call it three dex rolls. You can just help carrying stuff as people are working on the ship. We'll see if we can bring up the readiness at all.
Okay, that's one hard success, one normal success. Go Risto, and another normal success.
Very good at very good at carrying heavy things. Okay. So, back to the present. So, Mr. Guillon, we're going to say that you're with Admiral Byrd, who will appear in a moment. So we will start, I think, with Lieutenant Popov. On the bridge, had a bit of a sanity hit. So as this creature pulls itself up onto the deck of the Jeremiah, tentacles flailing, you know, banging into the deck, knocking stuff into the water. You know, people are screaming and running away. The bridge crew is largely in a panic. Not because absolutely everyone is panicked, but just because, you know, enough people are, you know, have panicked. Some have fainted. Some are screaming and crying. And, you know, enough people have are having a problem that the command has broken down a bit. Commander Bell is trying to get order, but he's kind of flailing a little bit. When the door to the bridge bursts open, and Admiral Byrd strides onto the deck, sees the thing. You see him kind of take a step in a shock. He is followed closely by Mr. Guillon. You can make a sand roll if you wish, now that you're seeing this thing.
This is only if I wish.
But,
yeah, I didn't know it to play.
That is a fail. There we go. Now we're starting off right.
Awesome. So that's a D20.
20!
Oh, God.
Don't get to use that one much. Oh. 4.
I told you you had to watch out. Okay. Yeah. So that's fine.
Right.
Okay. So Admiral Byrd immediately, you know, after this kind of initial shock, takes control. He announces over the loudspeaker that he's assuming command of the vessel, and he just starts bellowing out orders, pushing people, you know, back into their positions. He looks at Lieutenant Popoff. You there, Popoff, get on the forward bridge gun, take control and blast that thing. And you can see out on the balcony there. There's a 20mm cannon with a 2-man gun crew. The loader is, you know, kind of looking around like he's waiting for someone to tell him what to do. The gunner is just kind of lying on the deck, shaking.
Well, I tell the loader to start loading it, and I kick the guy who's on the ground and pull out my gun and say, you have a very basic choice here. Get up and do your job, or I do my job.
I think the expectation was that you were just going to start shooting, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's okay. You can do it that way too.
Yeah, but he's Russian.
Would you care to roll and intimidate?
I would care to not succeed in intimidate.
Okay.
Well, it's persuade for me, but I don't have that. But yeah,
he is fairly ignoring you.
Yeah,
sobbing and shaking, and yeah, you can get into position. You know, it takes you just a moment to figure out. Okay, you know, here's the crosshairs. Pull the trigger, and this thing is so big, it's not, you know, not really have trouble hitting it.
Yep. This is one of those big, like, double trigger guns, right? Like big deck guns.
Yep. For you know, shooting aircraft and that sort of anti-aircraft and that sort of thing. Down below, Monsieur Delamere, Corporal Goetz, Mr. Ferguson.
I think we probably would just make our way to the bridge. I mean, that's where we sent Popov. That's where all the important people are.
So we hear all this, I guess. We hear the big smash on the deck and stuff.
Yeah, you can certainly hear that something is going on the deck, and just absolute chaos on the intercom with orders and counter orders, and you know the crew is just kind of running back and forth, not knowing what to do, until you know you hear Admiral Byrd's voice come over the intercom and you know start to exert control and. You know, he's telling me, you know, getting the deck, you know, getting some of the deck guns engaged, sending out squads to on deck to engage the creature.
Mad Ferguson, mach schnell, to the bridge.
Hey, boss, let's take the flame towers. They were working out very well.
It's still strapped to my back, I think.
The flamethrower?
Yeah, I'm going to look for the... We got more than one, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, no, it wouldn't have been strapped to my back because I had to crawl through ducting.
Yep.
Yeah, because we didn't take it with us to go search for Radio Man.
Yeah, no, I've already turned and started running by the time you start talking about flamethrowers, Ferguson. So hopefully you're quick.
Yeah, so I'm going to go and look for a flamethrower.
Okay, you can certainly find one. We'll come back to you in just a second. So, Goetz, you're headed to the bridge, Delamere.
Yeah, I'll follow Goetz. I'm kind of that kind of guy.
Okay. So it just takes you a couple minutes to get up there, and you are both rewarded with sand rolls.
Oh, good. That is a success.
And for me, ooh, also a success with an 11.
Success is only a d6.
Oh, lordy.
3.
That's 4 for me.
Okay. And a minute or so later. So, you know, at this point, you know, Bird has kind of gotten control of everything. Popoff, why don't you go ahead and give me a education roll? Make sure you're able to operate the gun.
I pass.
Okay.
Regular success.
Yep. So you start firing. The loader is happy to have someone take control, give him something to do. Other guns on the ship are starting to open up on the creature. A squad of Marines is moving across the deck, shooting at it. From your vantage point, Lieutenant Popov, you can see, you're very clearly hitting this thing with, 20 millimeter shells, which, are hitting it and just kind of splorching into it. Mm-hmm. It reminds you a great deal of, the creature that Embry turned into.
Yep.
In terms of bullets hitting it. Only now the bullets are a lot bigger and the creature is a lot bigger, but it's kind of the same, going the same way. Would you give me a spot hidden roll, Lieutenant Popov?
I can give you a roll, but oh, I actually passed it.
Huh. As you're taking aim at this thing and you're starting to shoot, you do notice that the creature, both its, if you can call it its skin... Whatever the surface of this thing is very oily, but it has kind of a bluish tint to it in kind of some way. And might even, you could almost swear in a few glances that it's even got like a really faint blue aura, which puts you in mind of the same bluish color of both of the Embry creatures that you battled.
Hmm.
Kind of glowing in the same soft blue, almost. Corporal Goetz, Monsieur Delamere, what would you like to do while we're
reporting?
After I see this, so we noticed that. Okay, I'm sorry. Should we get spot hiddens? The same thing, maybe next round.
You certainly can.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, because I already have a plan. If I do notice that.
Well, just let me know when I arrive there.
Yep.
With the that rest. Is a success for me.
Okay.
Good. So, I say, Lamer.
Yeah.
Follow me. I have a plan. Is there a bunch of fuel barrels or stuff I can set on fire down on the deck?
Not on the deck, no. But you could certainly, get some barrels of aviation. Of jet fuel, or not jet fuel, but aviation fuel up from the flight deck. Bring it up to.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm gonna grab Lemaire and try and get any, just serviceman that we pass, to come help us take as much fuel out as we can. My plan is to go out and roll these things down the deck towards the monster and shoot them.
Okay, fair enough. Monsieur Guillain. Help.
Hey, oui.
What are you up to as this battle starts to rage?
Okay, I'm sorry, Jim. Sorry, slight change to that plan. Not shoot the barrels so they explode. Maybe take the caps off and, like, roll them down towards the creature. Then we can light the pool of fuel so that it engulfs the creature and not blows off the front of the aircraft carrier.
Fair enough. Monsieur Guillain.
Right, so I'm up on the bridge, right?
Yep.
At this time?
Yep.
Okay. Everyone's running around, has a job. I'm just kind of standing around. Is there any chance I could make some roll to know anything about this creature?
Certainly. You would have heard Corporal Goetz, mention to Monsieur de la Mer, come, let's go get the fuel.
There we go.
So you'd be welcome to join them. You are welcome to make a mythos roll if you wish. Failing that, you are welcome to make an occult roll.
98's not going to tell me much about anything. So, would that be two rolls, you're saying? Or
yeah.
Just,
yep.
Okay. Second one is a 94. Also, not very helpful.
you're probably a little distracted.
Yeah. Little shaken.
Not thinking straight. Yes.
I will I'll follow the guys with fuel.
Okay, so you're going with Goetz and Delamere. As you are headed back down the bridge, you meet Mr. Ferguson coming up, carrying a flamethrower.
That's where you put that.
What?
So all three of us meet up with Ferguson?
Yep.
All right.
Hey, boss, I got it. I got it, boss.
This way. Come on. All right.
I'll follow.
Okay. So you guys are making your way down to get a couple cans of aviation fuel?
Apparently that's my strength, is carrying barrels.
5 gallons.
So yeah, you can. It'll take you a few minutes.
Well, I'm hoping the barrels are too big for people to carry.
Are not too big for people to carry? Yeah, you can get. It's 55 gallon drums or.
About a pumper, a pumping hose, so that they would pump to fill the planes, as opposed to like. I don't have any idea how it works, but it seems like you unroll a... Like, it seems like we could use a fire hose type thing, except it's attached to the fuel, because you'd have to... Like, you wouldn't take barrels and tip them up.
That is true. There would certainly be a fueling station on deck.
Put one end of the fire hose in a barrel, one end in your mouth, you suck for a second, and...
Right, and then hold your thumb over the edge.
We're not siphoning. I don't know. That was my vision. Was maybe get some like 55 gallon drums of fuel, take the cap off and kick it down the deck. Kick a bunch of them down the deck and roll them off towards the creature so they kind of stop at it and start to pool.
Yeah, I'm picturing spraying the thing with the hose.
Nah, I don't know if that's the way fuel works.
What do you mean?
I think it would explode because the flame travels faster than probably the outflow of the fuel.
I hope you're right, because I'm
well,
also
there's no flame yet.
Picturing this.
Oh, just spraying it? I'm trying to stay as far away from this huge thing as possible.
Well, it's gonna kill us.
Right, but yeah, I don't need to help it kill us.
we're committed. We're committed to the barrels. I'm game.
All right.
Well, between the four of you, you can certainly wrestle a 55-gallon drum full of aviation fuel up on deck.
Excellent. Okay, I just haven't made my sanity roll, so.
Oh, yeah, you better go ahead and do that.
The guy with the plane.
Oh, nice. So that happens when we get up on deck. I love it.
There's the flame of fuel. Yep.
As we're, yeah, we're all standing there with a barrel, giant barrel of fuel. The guy with flamethrower.
Yeah, no, I want Ferguson to fail and just run up and start flamethrowing it within point blank range.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes. Let me roll for that. And I'm very low on sand already. That's a problem. Yeah, that's a failure. What's the D20?
A D20.
Okay, hold on.
I got a feeling this is going to be a nice large number.
Okay, this is
bigger than his
oh no, available. 16 points. That's bad. Down to 30.
Maybe you can fill your idea roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's over 20% kind of demolition in a session. Expert you are.
Let's see.
But that's 20% in a session, right, Randall?
I just
oh yeah.
I just I failed my idea roll. Well, what the hell is that? Yeah, it is fine.
but do you make an idea roll when you do your 20% in a session?
Yeah, because we're in combat.
Oh, you lucky bastard.
But I'm down to 30. You know, that's bad.
Lieutenant Popov, give me another spot hidden roll.
Nope.
Okay, so you do not see the team wrestling this barrel up. Okay, so you know, guns are firing. People are shooting at the creature. Don't really seem to be having a whole lot of effect. Why doesn't everyone give me an idea roll?
No idea.
I pass.
Pass.
Pass on the nose.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. also a pass.
Okay. You do notice that, you know, as the creature is flailing around and it's, you know, grabbing up and, you know, eating people who get too close, and it's knocking over stuff on deck, and it's, you know, knocked a few aircraft off the deck and into the water, and, you know, bent some stuff. It's fundamentally actually not doing any real significant damage to the ship. Right? It's not like it's tearing, you know, holes in the hull and ripping things apart. All of the damage that it's doing is fundamentally very superficial. I mean, there's a lot of it. You know, it's certainly not, you know, good. It's certainly not good damage, right? You know, but you can see this thing is very clearly just doing superficial damage. The ship is not in any immediate or even near-term structural damage. You can hear, you know, again, the intercom is still going. You can kind of hear what's going on the bridge, especially Lieutenant Popov, who's right next to the bridge there. The sonar operator calls out that he has additional contacts in the water. And Admiral Byrd and Commander Bell have sent order the destroyers into picket formation. The destroyers are pinging away trying to find the U-boat or possibly now multiple submarines that are out there. So your plan is to roll this thing down the deck.
Yeah, I want to unscrew the top cap, which is usually about like 2.5 to 3 inch diameter.
Yep.
Just cap. And I just want to get everyone like on count of three to just push this thing down towards the monster. So that way it'll kind of like go roll into it, hopefully leave us enough of a trail of fuel so that we can light it from where we're at and watch this thing go up or start to go up, hopefully.
Okay, why don't you give me a roll barrel?
Yeah.
Let's call that a dex roll, I think.
Okay.
Do you want one from each of us or just from...
How about just one? I presume, Corporal Goetz, you're kind of leading this rolling party?
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and roll, and you can have a bonus dice from the other people, the others.
Okay.
Kind of keep it straight, roll it in the right
first way. Roll is a 51, which is a success. Bonus die makes it a... Let's stick with the 51. So, regular success.
Okay. Yep, you're able to roll the barrel towards the creature. Lieutenant Popov, you see, you can at this point now see your crew down there, and they are very clearly rolling a barrel of something. It is a 55-gallon drum, so oil or gas or fuel oil, you know, something towards the creature.
Oh, yeah, no, as soon as, I'm assuming my shots haven't been doing much. As soon as it seems to be in a reasonable range for doing this, I'm going to take a shot at it.
And that's what I thought you might do.
Are we still with the barrel?
Oh, yeah.
No. We rolled it. Okay. It's already away.
Oh, okay.
Well, payload is away.
But there are barrels next to you, right?
Yeah.
No, we only brought up one.
No, we only got the one.
We made sure if there was any on the deck, that's what we were going to use, but there wasn't, so we had to bring one up.
Just for the record, Popoff probably didn't care what the answer to that question was. That's just for the record.
Well, yeah, but then he has to target one of us, not a barrel next to us.
Right.
Okay, so
friendly fire.
So, Popoff, you're going to try to shoot the barrel. Why don't you give me a dex roll?
I bet, yeah. 98.
Okay.
Oh no, he cut right through us with the gunfire.
Now, it's not shooting anywhere near you, but you can see that someone on one of the bridge guns is clearly shooting at the barrel.
Okay.
As it is approached to the creature.
Great.
Chunks of sawdust and ice flying up from the deck.
Yep.
Okay.
Do we want to run and get another one?
I say we go grab another one. Or why don't you guys go grab another one? I'm going to stay here and light this one as soon as it's close to the creature.
It's close now.
Oh, well then I pull out a cigarette and I light it. I take a drag. And I say, some say the world will end in fire, some say in ice. I prefer fire. And I touch the cigarette to the edge of the fuel.
How about a...
Just to be clear, you're standing by yourself now, right?
Well, so I think there's a trail of fuel between Goat and where the barrel is.
Everybody else left. There are no witnesses, is where I'm asking.
I sent them off, but to be fair, have you made a spot hidden roll to notice who's standing there yet? I don't think so. I think you only just saw a barrel.
Yep. You just saw the barrel rolling by itself down the deck. Shot at it, missed. Phew. Okay, Corporal Goetz, how about a luck roll?
Oh, I don't like that roll right now, Jim. 28 is a success out of my 31 luck.
Yep, a trail of fire erupts and races along the deck, jumps into the barrel, which explodes, blowing the creature into chunks of black goo. Kind of the main mass of the creature kind of slumps to the deck and slips off the edge into the water.
Oh!
And black goop just kind of rains down on the deck.
And I take another drag off my cigarette. as the chunks fly and hit the deck.
The guns stop firing. Everything kind of goes quiet for a second, and then over the intercom you can hear the sonar operator. Con sonar, torpedo in the water.
Oh no!
Come at me, bro.
More of those. But you did it, boss. Good call.
800 meters.
Brace.
700 meters.
Brace, mine.
Commander Bell comes over the intercom again. Torpedo in the water. Everyone, brace for impact.
I'm going inside and bracing.
We blow up that submarine? That's the source of the problem.
Apparently, we don't have anti-submarine weapons on this boat. Maybe the Russians will come.
They are the Russians. The Russians are hitting it.
Said only one army ever.
The sonar operator calls out 500 meters, 400 meters, 300 meters. And then a moment later, just off about between 200 and 300 meters, off the port bow of the Jeremiah, you can see a huge column of water just erupt out of the surface and bits of metal rain down.
Oh, nice. They got the timing off on that one.
Or something got in its way.
Weren't the
torpedoes back then, were they impact-based or were they timer-based still?
You had both.
Ugh, yuck.
And you hear the sonar operator calls out, additional contacts, additional con... And then there's a burst of static. And over over the radio, this is broadcast over the loudspeaker, a voice with a heavy Russian accent. Allied vessel Jeremiah, this is Captain Gennady Vyakin of G3. Requesting permission to join forces. My apologies for our delay.
Yay!
Huzzah!
And a moment later, four submarines, very large submarines, surface around the Jeremiah.
Nice.
Excellent.
Oh.
Wait.
I have never been so happy to see the Russians.
glad we were on our spot. Quite the day.
Commander Bell kind of orders damage control to get to work around the bow of the ship, dealing with the damage. Sends out the medical crews. And he orders the command staff to the tactical room in 1 hour. You guys would know that includes you.
Oh, I'm there. I'm there early.
let's see. I think we.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Great idea with the drum.
Nicely done.
We saved a lot. We saved a lot of servicemen. I couldn't done it without the help of the crew, my crew.
I'm a little disappointed that you guys weren't just trying to shoot the thing, and given that out of character, it has 77 hit points, and bullets only do one hit point of damage at a time. And it regenerates 2 hit points each round. So that might have been a fun way to spend a few hours.
Yeah,
with 20 people, with 20 people shooting at it, it wouldn't take that long to take it down.
It's okay. We work smarter, not harder, Jim. Sometimes,
right? I mean, that's only 4 rounds of shooting. It's not that much.
Well, given the way you guys shoot, sometimes.
Well, I'm assuming that the professional crew on this might be better.
That's true.
I mean, I agree with us, yes.
So, Lieutenant Popoff, presumably you are joining the others in the for the briefing as well.
On a side note, how much damage was Popoff's anti-aircraft carrier cannon doing?
It was also only doing a point of damage.
Yeah. A point of damage per bullet?
Yeah.
Okay. So significantly more, since it probably fired a crap ton of bullets around.
So I'm going to try to intercept the Russian commander, who I assume is part of this new operation, to brief him in Russian as to what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, you would be certainly allowed to meet him as he comes on deck, Captain Gennady Vyatkin.
Mm-hmm.
As he is being escorted to the tactical room, you could have a moment to converse with him if you wish.
I'm not trying to slow him down or anything. I'm going to do the walk and talk and give him an understanding of what's going on to better inform him.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Fair enough. He thanks you for that.
Lieutenant Popoff, how do you say kiss butt in Russian?
What's the term?
Sorry.
So the briefing starts. Commander Vyatkin is introduced. As are a few additional Soviet commanders who have joined you. A Captain Pyotr Ulanov, commander of the Soviet 28th Ski Brigade. And Yevgeny Korola of the Soviet 35th Red Banner Army. Captain Stefan Anatoly Rudenko of the Soviet 101st Rifle Division. Captain Pavel Yakunin, the naval officer in charge of a German submarine that the Soviets have brought with them, that they'll explain in a minute, along with a number of Australian commanders that they picked up, and some Australian squads and troops, as well as a division of U.S. Marines that the Soviets picked up as well.
So they
inform you that they at last departed and picked up all the Australians and the Americans from Port Pegasus in Australia. But on the way here, they encountered some U-boat activity, which is why they were having to travel underwater for longer than they would normally have liked to, and why they were not able to communicate earlier. They do also inform, and this actually comes as a surprise to everyone, that the Soviets have brought with them the U-3517, a captured German submarine.
Nice.
Which has installed on it a device additional to the device, or identical to the device that you found on Saxenburg. This one is actually working.
Wow. Awesome.
And they're not willing to give up control of the submarine, but they will certainly use it to help infiltrate.
Yeah, well, I know a very perfect man who can be the commander of that submarine.
After the briefing, things break up, and the Jeremiah and her larger escort now continue to sail on.
Now, just to recap real quick, that device is pointing us towards some point, presumably the Nachtwolf base in Antarctica, a very specific point. Is that right?
That's the belief.
All right. Excellent.
So is there like a debriefing and maybe some eventual commendations for blowing up this thing so handily?
At least a new pack of cigarettes.
Such things will be dealt with at the end of the mission.
Okay, cool.
There's bigger fish to fry. The battle hasn't even started yet.
So how close are we to our quote unquote destination?
Two more days.
All right, almost there.
So over the course of the 2 days, again, if there's anything in particular that you guys want to do, you certainly can. Otherwise, you can all tick and roll your cold weather survival 2 more times.
And this is a D10 each time?
Yeah.
If we fail it?
Correct. Yep, just like a normal improvement.
That's 2, so 22. Wow.
Okay. I didn't take mine last time, so that's 2 rolls for me.
Yeah, if you didn't last time, you should get 3 from last session and then 2 for this session, so a total of 5 actually.
Nice. I'm at 29 now.
So what's the base, Jim? I'm sorry.
Does anyone know what the base? I think it's 10%.
Survival says 0 or 0.1% on the.
Yeah, 0.1.
So the base is 1.
Okay, that's easy one to fail. Oh, I got a 0.2. Almost <see them.
laughs> Just because you said that. Just because you said
yeah.
that.
So let's see. Again, 2 points.
And then that's, so once you guys have that done, then that's 2 more days to work on the ship, which now needs a little bit of additional work. But that's 2 rolls on electrical repair or mechanical repair or, decks if you don't have any of that. Or
yeah.
Something fixy, improvy type skills.
All right. I got a 12 and a 10. So that's 2 successes for me.
2 deck successes for Risto.
Okay.
There is one regular success.
So each of those successes, you can add 1 to the readiness of the Jeremiah, which was at 56, apparently.
So I've heard 4 successes so far.
You can add 2 more in.
Do we have that in the notes somewhere?
It's up above the map.
Oh, I see now.
How does healing work?
If you need some healing over the course of the 2 days, the medics will attend to you, and you can have a D3.
Good.
Nice.
Beautiful. I am back to full. Finally.
And then that's 2 more days of tactical planning as well. So you can make those tactical rolls again to bring up the strategy.
Navigator.
So, tactics.
Tactics is a good one. Anything military skills. Occult works for this as well.
Fieldcraft
works, yep.
One success for goats.
2 successes.
2 successes.
4 or 5. Okay. That's up to. You said there's 1 per as well, right? Per success.
Yeah, unless it's a harder unless it's a harder extreme, 4. Then it's a D3.
Yep.
Oh, 7. Is that for the same for the first rolls?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's just for the tactics.
Oh, just for tactics. All right, for strategy.
Okay.
For
all right.
Okay.
Devise. Devise.
So, now that all that's out of the way. So, all of this tactical planning, the assault plan basically breaks up into a number of different operations. And it's kind of up to you guys as to where you want the party, either the party as a whole, you know, or particular individuals to support which part of the operation you want to join. So the way that the way that the battle is intended to commence is that the Jeremiah and the Destroyer escorts will take operational control and communication and medical support. And so the beginning of the assault will be an attempt to covertly land a couple squads of commandos well out ahead of the rest of the force, several miles from Richter Station, that's the base that you're attacking, in order to then cross, scout the location, and serve as spotters, and then take any sort of action that they can to disable communication or detection systems or things of that nature.
Sounds like they need a combat engineer.
And then join the assault when it happens. The Russian submarines will advance out ahead of the Jeremiah and the destroyer and the destroyers to sweep the area and deal with any U-boats that may be still in the area. At the same time, the Jeremiah will launch every plane available in the air in order to enact a series of bombing runs on the station, the intent being to soften up the station for a ground assault, to breach any exterior defenses and disable any long-range defenses. Then once the Jeremiah and the destroyers are able to get within range of the base, they will join in that bombardment with their deck guns. There will then be a coastal assault with all of the landers the Jeremiah is carrying being launched with all of the various ground troops available in order to commence the ground assault. And at the same time, there are a number of paratroopers available as well. So paratroopers will be dropped in the area to assist in the assault. And then after that, cleanup to sweep and gain control of the facility. So obviously you guys, you can't be everywhere. So it's kind of, it's really up to you guys, which part of the assault or parts you want to take care of or to take part in, if you want the whole party to be there or if you want to split up and send.
He said with trepidation.
No, it's cool. It's cool. It's good.
I mean, we're putting Sean through it on Sundays, so.
It seems only fair.
So seems like we can, is everyone in the notes? Yeah, everyone is. So we can just sort of sign up, because otherwise I feel like we'll just lose control of this conversation pretty quickly.
Well, I know that, I mean, I'm a combat engineer, so I think at least what I would want to do, I would want to go with the forward crew who are going to be spotters and possible disablers of weapons or, vehicles that they would use against us. So I would totally be down to be in the forward crew.
I think De La Mer similarly is not infantry and is not cleanup, so it may as well go on landing.
I'll go with you, boss.
Ferguson's going to blow stuff up in the initial landing. Excellent.
So that's three of us. Where does everyone else want to go? With us or against us?
Or against us.
Sanguian, he's trained in infantry, but he's kind of more interested in getting out ahead to see if there's anything otherworldly out there. You know, he kind of thinks that he'll be able to be more useful out there if he can see it before it gets deployed. So, yeah, he'll be with you guys.
Okay.
So that just leaves Lieutenant Popoff.
It doesn't make sense for me to go off and do my own thing, so.
The Russians?
So your choice was made for you.
It may not make sense, any good but Russian. It might be interesting.
And that's when Skype of Cthulhu lost their Russian audience.
Oh, come on. They have senses of humor. There's a lot of them.
I just feel bad. I actually, when I was developing the character, I thought we might be parachuting. I put some points into it, so.
Don't worry, I have wasted points in parachuting too.
Well, you know, I actually have. That would be cool, even though I have no points in it. I'd be willing to die with you.
I'd be willing to die with you that way if you want to go that way. Two groups.
No, this makes more sense. Let's Let's do this. This will be good.
Okay.
Well, at least if we die, we're the first to die. And there's a lot of different waves behind us that we can reincarnate in.
That's true.
You know, I just kind of wish I had more than base in spot hidden right now. But, you know.
Right. Yeah, my spot's pretty crappy.
Well, that's okay. You supervise the spotters.
The cold weather thing is probably also going to be relevant, and that's pretty crappy, too.
I can't spot for everyone.
I have a ton of points in that, and skiing, too.
I can swim like the Dickens, but I don't think I want to.
Well, wouldn't you swim like the La Mer, not like the Dickens?
Yeah, of course.
So, Jim, we're front and center, or front and slightly off to the side.
Fair enough. I kind of expected that would be...
Of course.
The case, but, you know, the campaign says I have to give you guys the option. I don't want to tell you what to do. So, as the operation time draws near, is there anything in particular that anyone wants to do or... Write a letter home.
Right.
I think, De La Mer, I think, is spending a little quality time with his Bible. Definitely. And he may write a little letter that he just leaves tucks in the Bible.
Okay. De La Mer, you may have a D3 San.
All right. Two.
Leon is going to be poring over any reports that we have about the base and all that type of stuff to get extra prepared for kind of mythosy type things.
Okay.
Goats is going to write two letters, one for his mother and father, and one to his sister.
That sounds like a good idea. Goethe, you can also have a D3 sand for that.
Big ol' one.
Popoff is going to make sure he has vodka from the Russians.
Like, oh, thank God! It's just been Americans and Englishmen. They don't know what to drink.
What that'll come in handy in the cold. Yeah.
Okay. So the plan for the covert assault is to send your strike team at night prior to the bombardment, which is scheduled to begin in the morning. There are two options. The plan is you have to depart from the fleet far outside of detection range from the station. So it's about 25 miles across the water to try to find a landing zone. So your options are either to take the same kind of rubber assault craft that you used on the island across 25 miles of frigid water and try to find a suitable beach upon which to land.
Yuck.
Or there is an aircraft available if you want to try to do a night drop
and
parachute in.
Oh, God. We're all going
to
die.
Is it possible to...
Let's do it.
To do a tandem drop?
Yeah.
Someone who
with
has never
experienced people.
Is someone who has never parachuted?
Yes, that can be... It can be set up.
There's probably enough NPC commandos where we can parachute in and not die. Is that... Can we do that, Jim?
I was thinking a tandem with one of those blow-up life rafts all around is deployed on the way down.
Wow. That sounds good,
too.
Oh,
my God. I have a 15 parachute, so if we parachute, I will probably die.
That is 15.
Or at least hurt myself.
Right, I have a 0.
I have 40.
Oh, wow.
I'll see you down there.
Ferguson, just have the plane drop me off. I'll scout for you. I'll find a landing spot.
So how would that work mechanically, Jim? Yeah, I mean, obviously there's lots of us. I just found it on the sheet. It's 01 for base. Obviously there are people like me and sounds like Delamere who do not have anything except that. Would we have to roll that when we exit the plane, or is there some other type of arrangement?
You would.
We have to roll that one.
Now it is a line jump, right? So it's not like you're going to screw up and not be able to open your parachute or anything. It's really what's going to be affected here is how hard is your landing.
I've got great decks.
Yeah, F it. Let's parachute. I don't want to go through the water. That's going to suck.
Yeah, that felt like giving us a choice, but not a choice.
That's a good one.
Indeed. Yeah, there was a lot more descriptors on the boat travel. Frigid.
20 miles. Maybe find a place to land the boat.
Yeah, maybe find a place. Thank you, Sean. Yeah, operative word, maybe.
Was the word hopeless in there, or was that just my mind made that
up?
It was inferred. It was inferred.
Okay, so you're going to jump. So the plane is made ready.
Oh, God.
Parachutes are made ready. At 1 a.m., the plane lifts off the deck of the Jeremiah.
It's a good thing you can smoke in planes back then.
Flying over the ocean, which is filled with icebergs of various sizes, you can just make out in the dark below you.
You can say filled with death. That's fine.
Take the boat. Feeling good so far.
The land, you can see Antarctica rise up out of the off the horizon. Before too long, you are over Antarctica. The Jumpmaster opens the door.
Oh,
When you're ready, Lieutenant Popoff.
All right, guys. See you down there.
Corporal Gross.
All right.
Ferguson just kicks Popoff out of the way, jumps out the door.
Okay, so everyone make a parachute roll.
Oh!
Nice. 35.
Only missed it by 29.
Damn. Did not pass.
97.
Oh, 97 is a big, big number.
I'm pushing on the way out.
Jim.
I was going forward, and all of a sudden I got knocked to the side. I'll see you down there. Ah! Exactly. Clanked my head on the door on the way out.
So, Jim, quick question. I could feasibly burn my luck to make this a regular success for me.
You could.
But what, I mean, how bad is it going to be not making it?
Why don't you see what happens to me? That'll give you the range.
Well, who jumped out? Who jumped first? And would Goats really have time to adjust?
I think it would have been, and this is in all fairness, Ferguson being a dick, then Popov because he is, you know, highest in command, and then myself, unless the jump master would jump out before him. I don't know. He would probably wait for everyone else to jump out. So
the jump master probably doesn't actually jump. He's just organizing inside the plane.
Oh, he's just the lucky dick that doesn't have to jump out of a goddamn plane in the Antarctic. Okay. So yeah, I think it would be Ferguson, Popov, then me. So okay. I don't know.
So I think in fairness, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay. So then I'm going to burn the luck, and I'm going to make it a regular success.
Okay, fair enough. So Ferguson and Goetz, you land softly and quietly, gather up your chutes. Popoff, I believe I heard you botched. Is that correct?
97? Is that a botch?
Yeah, I think so.
Why? I've never heard of such a thing. What is this word? Bob?
Okay, so all of you who failed, first of all, you can take a D2 hit points loss from the hard landing.
Two.
Mm-hmm. And then Delamere and Guilaine, would you both make luck rolls?
Luck rolls.
Sure, I can't do dex.
Aha! A hard success on the nose.
Normal success on luck.
Okay. So yeah, you hit hard, but that's it. So Popov, you hit hard. You took the D2 hit points, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
However, because you botched, I'm not going to give you the chance to make the luck roll. And on the landing, so what are you actually carrying with you? You probably have your rifle. Anything else?
Oh, let's see. I have the helmet, the bayonet. I have grenades, if that helps you. Bandages, binoculars. Yeah, pistol, rifle, rations bag.
Okay. You know, and a couple clips of ammunition, that sort of thing. So yep. Because I'm such a nice guy, I'm going to give you the choice. When you hit... You know, stuff kind of scatters and, you know, you drop some stuff and, you know, some straps break. So out of your extra ammunition or your grenades or your rifle, which, you know, has one clip of ammunition already in it, presumably, one of those three things is lost.
So, sorry, it's my grenades, it's my extra ammo, or...
Your rifle.
My rifle? No. I will I won't worry about the ammunition then, and we'll just sort of, I'm sure somebody will die and give me some.
Right. I mean, that is the World War II Russian way.
All right.
Much better to have grenades and an actual gun.
Well, I still would have my
pistol. I throw bullets at it.
which technically may even shoot better than my rifle. Well, I don't can't shoot as well, but anyway.
Bummer town.
Oh, sorry. Is it all of my ammo for pistol and rifle? Or how does that work?
Just your rifle ammunition.
All right, I'll definitely lose that then.
Okay.
Phew. That wasn't that bad.
So you were all down? mostly intact. In the icy wastes of Antarctica. With a Nazi base off that away.
Oh, well, let's go that way.
Yeah. Towards the Nazis.
Yes.
So let's get to stepping.
Okay. So it is, you know, it is rather rugged terrain. It is snowy and icy and cold. So how about some of that winter survival?
Oh, lordy. And here's where we all die.
That's a pass. Woo!
Nope, that's a fail.
That's the pass.
Let's see what my number on.
Pass.
I think I passed barely, but hold on. I won't. No, this is gonna pass. So
we made it out of the plane with the parachutes just fine, but we can't walk through snow.
Okay, so everyone who failed, take a hit point of damage from the cold.
Just me and Ferguson.
And then let's also get some climb rolls as you're scrambling over rough terrain.
Hey, climb I took. I probably failed it.
Climb, success.
Oh, fast climb.
Sorry, hard success.
Oh, 84. That's a fail.
Hard success.
Okay. I think that's just Guillaume who failed then. You can take a hit point of damage from banging yourself up, trying to clamber over rocks and so forth.
It's tough.
Where is... Oh, 5. Wow. Give me a second. Over here because you're not doing any of that stuff. Is there a map or a picture here somewhere? I don't think there is there? No, here it is. Yes, there is. Okay. And then how about some stealth rolls? Let's see how quiet you guys are being.
Sneak.
Success.
Sneak, right?
Base 10.
Fail.
Oh, no. That's a fail for me.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a failure for me as well.
I haven't all been passed, but I've succeeded in some stuff that I probably shouldn't more than once.
So, not particularly quiet. But eventually, you guys crest a ridge, and you can see down below you there is an inlet, you know, like a small bay kind of leading in from the sea. It looks like it's pretty much frozen over. But you can see that there is a large gun emplacement at the mouth of the inlet. A short ways inland from that, there is a radar station. You can see the dish is sweeping around.
Mm-hmm.
see some other buildings and facilities on the far side of the inlet from where you are. So the gun emplacement and the radar station is on the side of the inlet that you are, and kind of across the inlet, you can see there's a number of buildings and facilities. You can see that there is a sub pen and some docks with gantries. This is a pretty big base.
Seems like we could blind them if we take out the radar.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And then we can continue on and deal with the guns.
Does the radar have
I was just going to ask if
it's a big dish, or does it look like it's an occupied building where all the equipment, the monitoring equipment, is there as well?
It is a big dish.
I think we send two teams. One to the guns, one to the radar. Popov, what do you think?
Oh, no, we'll follow your leadership on this. You've done great things, great things.
I narrow my eyes at him slightly.
I stare back at you in a cheery type of Russian way.
Popov, would you take Ferguson and some of the others and dismantle the guns? Well, we take care of the radar.
That sounds fine, I suppose.
Yeah. Well. So I guess we get ready, and then we're going to split and attack both targets at once, or try to be stealthy, but doubt that that will happen.
Okay. Fair enough. So you split up, start making your way down the far side of the ridge. So let us go with the gun team first.
Okay.
So as you make your way, you get closer, you can see that in the gun emplacement there are two very large 400 millimeter naval guns. Right? These are like the kind of guns that you would
see on a... Oh, sorry. Hey, Jim?
Yeah.
Jim, sorry. Randall is in my team, and he just said he'd be right back.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay. So 400 millimeter naval guns, the kind of thing you see on a battleship.
Mm-hmm.
Right, The barrels are 20 meters long, big, huge cannons for shooting a long way. They are embedded in a reinforced concrete bunker.
Mm-hmm. And does the concrete bunker have windows around it and the like?
It does, mostly towards the sea.
Hmm. So if we're coming from the backside, they can't actually see us, right?
Certainly any lookouts that were stationed there might not see you unless they have, people specifically looking out the back, but you would guess probably not, because their focus would be, in such an emplacement would be the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Not impossible that you could be seen coming over the terrain should somebody just happen to look your way, or if you guys were making a particular ruckus, perhaps, or something along those lines.
Sure. Ferguson, you are an expert in demolition, yes?
Yes, sir.
Do you think you could sneak over there and drop off a bomb and come back here?
I could
go with you, but I'm not really Russia. We don't sneak. We
We walk forward.
I will crawl all the way there. You just cover me, and I will set up something to blow that bunker up. Okay?
I will absolutely cover you. And in fact, if you want, we can move over to the side here, and if something seems to happen, we'll create a distraction away from you.
Okay. Yeah. I guess that sounds like a plan.
So, Ferguson, yeah, I mean, you would immediately know looking at this, you know, you're not going to blow it up with grenades, right? You know, in order to blow this up, you know, there's nothing that you are carrying or that you could even possibly carry, as far as you know, you know, that would destroy the gun, you know, that would destroy or even really significantly damage the guns.
Mm-hmm.
You would know that the approach here would be to destroy the magazine, which should be underneath the gun.
Yeah. Blow it up. I wanted to set up some sort of explosives very close, and you know, maybe throwing a couple of grenades and then move out and let the explosives do the trick.
So you know, again, based on your experience, you know that might work. It really depends on how deep, on where the Germans are storing their ammunition for these guns. You know, if it's close to the exterior walls, that might work to detonate it. But if it's not, then you're gonna have some trouble here.
Yeah. Do I see a door?
Oh yeah.
To enter the bunker?
Yep.
So the other option is just to, you know, open that door and blow the nap with our machine guns.
Are you discussing this with others, or have we left you and you're sort of thinking to yourself?
No, this is what I'm telling you before.
We could attack just a frontal assault on the door, I'm afraid we'd make so much noise we would draw all of the rest of it. So I suppose if we're blowing up the magazine, noise is not a problem.
Right.
All right, if we can get you inside, you think you can do the damage?
Well, I will do my best.
Dang it, we didn't synchronize the time.
Well, no, I think it's just a game thing that we're not in the same time.
Mm. No, I mean, but right. We didn't specifically, like, synchronize.
Oh, right,
like,
right,
okay,
right.
If you guys are going to do, like, blow up the machine gun nest, do it at, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That would have been a good idea.
1950.
Well, that's a crisis of leadership again.
hindsight is always 20/20. Thank you, Popoff.
All right, you think we should just do an attack here, Ferguson? I like your style. Yes, Saint Julien, do you have any thoughts on these things? Any Belgian techniques?
I like Popoff's leadership style. What do you think we should do?
I'm trying to build a team spirit, not a reckless individuals running around with German accents.
No. In Russia, spirit crush you.
You know nothing of Russia. Anyway, I do ask, Saint Julien, do you have any thoughts on this?
Mr. Ferguson is the expert, I believe.
I agree. All right, I will go in front, and Ferguson, stay ready. As soon as the door is open, we clear initial rats out. You'll need to jump into action while we hold the building.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's cut over to the radar team.
All right.
Yes, well, I too have grenades, and I think that would be a perfect way to clear out and disable the communications array from the inside.
Because if the cables?
Well, if the instruments are destroyed, then they definitely can't use them.
Yeah.
Yes, the guns will be noisy in any case. We can certainly do that. Perhaps I can. We can sneak in, kill the operators, and then remove the equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we are not sure how many people will be there. So...
About a grenade or two's worth, no?
Opens the door, throw a couple grenades in either side, and how you say, or the Americans say, Bob is the uncle?
I do not understand, but yes, that sounds like a good idea. So there's a building, and then there's the big dish, right? And there's presumably some hardened conduit, concrete case, whatever, that runs from the dish to the
right.
to the building.
Yep.
Okay.
I think killing and disabling the equipment that's easier to replace than the actual radar dish is probably the better plan. So, I mean, the Allies could always fix the equipment, replace the equipment inside the base if they wanted to use this, but it'll be harder if we, like, blow up the dish. So I think kill the people and maybe damage the equipment. That's what my thinking is.
Yeah, is there a... I'm wondering if... I guess there wouldn't be any windows because it's cold. So yeah, it's just a matter of, yeah, open the door, toss, and shut the door. And hold it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a window somewhere where we can look in potentially without just to sort of see what's in there before we open and toss?
How about I'd say it is equal to whichever of the two of you has the lower luck.
I'm not going to be able to sneak. So if you can sneak, then you can go up there and make the decision before I come up and just run in and throw the grenades.
Okay. But you have the lower luck, so you're going to tell us if there's a window.
Oh,
I think I'm at 63.
Okay. That's true. I'm at 25. Nope, 73.
All right, we do it your way. No windows.
So I will try and sneak up there, but I don't know how effective it's going to be.
All right, let's find out. I mean, yeah.
Ah, 23.
One.
Oh, it's so close.
I get a hard success.
And this is not pulp, so it's not like I can spend 30 luck to stay alive. So I think let's make that a success. So that puts me at 12 luck.
Ouch.
And we are successfully sneaky.
Okay, let's cut back to the gun team.
Ah!
All right, well, we will sneak down there.
That sounds like some sneaking rolls.
And this is where you found out I have base in that. I will also not burn 56 luck.
Not very sneaky either.
Nope.
Very good.
Okay. How about some spot hidden rolls?
Nope.
I think it's a hard success. Yes, it is.
Okay. Let's see. Hang on. Let me get myself reorganized here. Mr. Galane, what's your dex?
Okay. 55, I believe. Let me just verify that. Yes.
Okay, let's see. This is the radar team, and this is the gun team. Okay, so, sorry, one of you made the spot hidden, right?
Yes,
Ferguson.
Okay, you see someone open the door to the bunker, the gun bunker, and he very clearly sees you and levels his rifle in your direction.
Chance we can get shots off before he does?
Well, Mr. Ferguson can, for sure. Mr. Ferguson, we are in disorder.
So, Let's see. So, I'm sorry, what are we seeing now?
There is a Nazi soldier who has just stepped out of the bunker and is pointing his rifle in your direction.
Yeah, let me, well, if he's put it as already, he's going to shoot in the next round. Let me try to kill him with my rifle.
Okay.
And that is a pass. See, this is two to six plus four. Let's see. Oh no. 3 plus 4, 7.
Okay. That's reasonable.
Might have to roll
good damage.
Stuff.
That's certainly enough to force a con roll. If nothing else, you see him drop. Delamere and Goetz, you hear a rifle shot. Lieutenant Popov.
Miller, they have been made.
I will no longer be sneaky. I will run to the, well, whatever you allow me. My game plan is to get to the door, throw in a grenade, and close the door. If I can do that in this round, great. If it takes a couple rounds, that makes sense too.
I think it'll take you two rounds to do that.
Yep. Sure. That's why I'm starting to run with a grenade, and I've pulled out my pistol.
Sure.
Grenade in one hand, pistol in the other.
So, Jim, since we were sneaky, would it be fair to say that I would have had time to ready two grenades, one in each of my hands, pins pulled, I'm just holding the spoons, and have Lemaire open the door, and I'll throw one to the right and one to the left, and then he'll close the door?
Let's get back to you guys. Let's see what happens in the next couple of rounds first. Mr. Guillain.
No.
Yes, I'm going to I'll keep to my rifle, but I will also begin sprinting down the hillside.
Okay. A second soldier steps out of the bunker, takes a look at his compatriot, sees Lieutenant Popov sprinting towards him. Mr. Ferguson.
I will try to save Popov and shoot the other soldier. Another pass. Let's see if I roll better this time. Yes, 11 points of damage.
And the bodies are falling. The doorway is piling up with Nazi soldiers. Lieutenant Popov.
I'm hopefully reaching the door, throwing in a grenade, and closing it.
That'll be next round. So you're still under this. You're still working on the same plan. You haven't changed your mind.
Question. How are you going to close the door with all the bodies piled up?
So these guys are coming out, though. They're not at the door. If it's going to take me two rounds to get there, then they're not right in the door.
Yeah, no.
And the door isn't facing towards us anyway. So...
It's better if they prop the door open anyway. Yeah, it's better if they prop the door open anyway.
I run with a grenade. Ferguson shoots people, and
Mr. Gillain.
Well, there's nobody for me to shoot. I'm just going to keep following my fearless leader with my rifle in hand.
Okay.
The two hearts that beat is one.
Yeah.
You wish you had that loyalty.
I love plans when they work backwards.
Two more soldiers appear, looking like they are getting ready to shoot you. Mr. Ferguson.
Okay, I will try to shoot one of them. Oh, no. Can I burn luck?
What did you roll?
No, 63 is not that bad. But
you can burn luck, of course.
Okay,
Close are we, by the way? We're not point blank yet, right?
Oh, no. Well, certainly not Ferguson, because he hasn't moved at all. He's just sitting back there taking aim and popping off on his shoulder.
And this is 4 8-points.
Okay. Let's see. That one does not go down.
Oh, no.
It'll be fine.
So, Popov, you have arrived to a point where you could certainly throw your grenades in, but you are at this point at point blank with the two soldiers as well. So,
I'm going to throw the grenade in.
Okay,
I'm going to throw the grenade in and then sort of dive for the ground.
Sure. Makes sense.
Okay. So, do I have to... Throw do you want to throw for the grenade? Yeah. That's a success.
Okay.
All right.
It arcs through the air, through the open door, inside. There's a soft... as the grenade detonates.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Goudain.
Okay. So, with two people standing here, I will
shoot one.
Yeah, want to shoot one. I was just thinking, how closely was I following behind you, or is your head in between me and him? We'll shoot. It doesn't matter.
Well, Popov threw himself to the ground too. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay. So I'll take a shot at one of those guys. 001.
Nicely.
Yeah. Oh, so you angle it so you hit both of them.
There we go.
Well, 001, you do max damage plus another roll.
Is that how it works?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Which one did you shoot for, by the way? The wounded one or the not so wounded?
It would have been the one who was not so wounded. I mean, what's his name? Ferguson is up there taking out those guys. I trust him. He's a stone killer. Take out what he aims for. So I'll take out the other one, I guess. So the max, I guess it's a Lee Enfield, 2d6 plus 4. So that's 12 plus 4, plus another roll is another roll of damage.
Plus 2d6, yeah. So 16 plus 2d6, sounds like.
Wow. Mm. Yep. That'd be 24.
Break his head clean off.
Damn, bro.
Don't mess with Belgium.
Brutal.
So since Lieutenant Popov threw himself to the ground, and you are the next target, the one remaining soldier... returns fire, and he will hit you.
Oh! Unless you're a German rifleman.
Got you covered the next round!
For 7 points.
Ooh, 7 points. God!
Welcome to the game.
At least you didn't go insane.
Yes, but we'll need that con check for sure.
What do you get for following that Russian fool?
Yeah,
I kind of thought we came with a battalion.
Yeah,
I don't know what the other guys are doing.
Right, we it's not like we're part of the mission. We are the mission.
Yeah. So yes,
keeping the PCs front and center.
I successfully stay conscious.
Okay, Mr. Ferguson.
Okay, time for some revenge. And yes. 8 points.
Okay. Falls to the ground. Let us cut back to the radar station.
You are good at throwing these grenades, yes?
Well, what's your throw? How good are you at throwing?
I hit half the time.
You discuss so as you hear a gunfight. erupt over in the direction of the gun.
All right, so, well, I have the grenades. So I have two of the grenades prepped, ready, pins pulled.
Perfect.
Yep, ready to go. Lemaire opens the door. I throw one to the right, and I throw one to the left, and then he closes the door.
Okay, so let's get two throw rolls from you, and then a dex roll from De La Mer.
Okay.
First one's a fail. Not by a lot. Second one is a 07, which is a hard success.
Okay. And then a dex roll for De La Mer?
Hard success.
Good.
I think your dex roll is probably the most important.
you managed to get the grenades in, and the door closed, and you can hear the grenades detonate. You know, though, Corporal Goetz, one of them was a nice, solid throw deep into the radar facility here. The other one was kind of a weak, limp. He probably just dropped just inside the threshold. So, you know,
well, not bad.
Okay. Well, that's still definitely going to stun people.
Is there any chance that there's a little roof canopy over the door here, like to keep the snow off? Something I could climb up on top of?
There certainly is a chance of that, yeah.
Okay. You want a luck chance on that?
Nope.
Okay.
That seems a reasonable
thing. Yeah, I would like to climb up on top of that thing. Okay. I get a hard success on my climb.
Easy enough to do.
Okay.
I'm expecting people to come out the door to try to shoot us.
Listen rolls from you two.
Yeah. 38 is a fail.
97 is definitely a fail.
Yeah.
That
grenade that Goetz dropped right by the door is
ringing in my ear.
Yeah.
So
De La Mer, you're up on top above the door, your knife waiting.
I'm going to pull out my Garand, my rifle, and I'm just gonna kind of run back 15 feet and drop onto the ground and just point right outside the door, kind of, you know. Center mass level, and wait.
And sure enough, a moment later, the door opens, and a soldier, looking a little bit dazed, but rifle in hand, steps out. De La Mer?
I guess I do have... Yeah, I jump down on him and try to stab him in the back of the neck.
Okay.
I don't get a bonus die for surprise, probably, huh?
Given that you're up above him and are dropping onto him, if you can make a dex roll, I will give you a bonus die on your attack.
I get a hard success on dex. Oh, yes, and that gives me a 17, which is a hard success hard success on fighting brawl.
Okay.
So let's see. Knife is a D8. 4 damage, and take him to the ground if I can.
Okay. Corporal Goetz.
I'm gonna wait.
Fair enough. Just
see if another person comes out, and then I'm gonna shoot him. If nobody comes out before my next round, then I'm gonna shoot the guy.
Okay.
That's tussling with De La Mer.
Yep, a second soldier steps out. Use your held action to shoot him.
Hot 5, which is extreme success.
Nicely done.
So, let's see here. Hold on, I need another D6. Damn it. 8 damage.
Okay.
Nice. Good, good.
That's perfectly reasonable, perfectly acceptable. He falls to the ground.
Yes!
The soldier that you knifed and are struggling with, De La Mer, He attempts to club you with his rifle.
I will fight back.
Go right ahead.
Normal success.
Okay, he got a hard success.
Damn.
So you may have 4 points of damage.
And it's half your remaining that forces you to roll, or greater than half your remaining, or
half of your current.
Half of your current, yep. Okay, so let me give you a con roll. 33. Nope, I'm still conscious, so that's something.
Okay, and it's your go.
All right, I will try to finish him off here. I succeed with an 02 on the knife, which is still not an 01. But it does do 8 damage.
He stops moving.
As he should. without his throat attached.
Let's cut back to the gun crew.
All right.
Well, we closed the door and threw in a grenade last round.
Yep.
I think all the soldiers are dead.
And we were shot last round, too.
Some of us.
I'm ready to keep moving towards the bunker, towards the door.
Yeah, we should be ready at the door because we've got to get in there and blow up the magazine.
Yeah,
we're right there, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So open the door and start firing. Are we all ready to go?
Did the grenade go off?
It did.
It did go off. Okay.
You need to open door,
just unload.
Yeah.
Okay. You open the door. You spray the inside of the bunker with bullets for a few seconds.
Mm-hmm. Any movement?
All is quiet, it would seem. Give me listen rolls and spot hidden rolls.
Spot is a hard success.
Same here.
Listen is a success.
Okay.
Mm. Nothing on listen.
Listen's a hard success. The spot is a fail.
Once the gunfire dies down, you don't hear anything. You don't hear any movement. You do see two additional lookouts, apparently, who your hail of gunfire brought down. Otherwise, the bunker seems quiet.
Okay, so in that case, I will move in a hurry to set up the explosives on the magazines.
Okay.
I will look at the bodies to see if they've got ammunition.
They do, yes.
Good recovery.
I will be grabbing whatever they've got for ammo and sort of scooping it up and getting out of there.
Okay.
Well, they have ammo for what you're carrying, though?
No, but they have guns right there.
Oh, that's true. Oh, right. I forgot that you had lost. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Mausers.
Well done.
So, Mr. Ferguson, yes, there is a large magazine under the guns. Plenty of very large cartridges. If you've ever seen them, they look like giant, super giant marshmallows. Just waiting to be blown up.
Okay.
And this is
just a quick question, though. We're in a bunker with a gun. This gun is aimed towards the water, but are there any on-land targets that we could shoot or any German targets in the water that we could shoot?
There's...
Oh, the sub pens!
there's nothing in the water. And, you know, kind of based on the design of the bunker, even if you could figure out how to operate the gun, you can very clearly see there's no way that you could turn the barrels and depress them enough to target the rest of the base.
Okay.
Lieutenant Popoff, I'm sorely injured. Could you spare a moment, do you think?
I will spare a moment to bandage you. Let us see how it does. Oh, that's an extreme success.
Perfect.
And Mr. Ferguson, would you care to roll on your explosives skill?
Sure. Demolitions. Oh, no, I missed by 21. That's too much. Burn my luck. Yeah. Let me check my luck.
What is the result of an extreme first aid? How does that go?
I think it's one.
Yep.
Just one? Okay. Perfect.
But just I do it really well.
Yeah.
Beautifully.
I will burn some luck to make a normal pass.
Okay.
I think it means he gives you a little sip of the vodka.
Yes.
You are able to, rig this place to blow. No trouble there.
Then we will get outside and blow it up.
Okay, let's cut back to the radar.
I would like to do a quick bandage of my head here, just to keep the blood out of my eyes. That is a success on first aid. So I'm up one point here. And then I guess we should go in and we go in now. Yes?
Yeah. Pull your gun. Knife.
Yes, let's go. Yes.
So you go left, I'll go right.
Very good.
Yeah, we'll just sweep the bunker. We'll sweep the area to make sure there's no one left.
Yes.
And there is no one left.
Excellent. Good. So what does the equipment look like in here? Does it look like we destroyed it with a grenade, or does it look like it
needs at least to be one destroyed? Side.
Yes, some of the equipment is damaged. Some of it a little less so, perhaps.
Can I crawl under something and just start cutting wires and stuff?
No, wait. What about the radio equipment in here? Has the radio equipment been damaged? Because it would really be nice to maybe, signal to Jeremiah and tell them that we were successful.
Perhaps the people that parachuted with us that did not help in the combat have a radio. Maybe that was part of the mission. Since we're supposed to be spotters, presumably there's somebody
that's
communicating.
True. That's true. We have our own radios. Yeah, cut wires. Cut to your heart's content, De La Mer.
Yep, you can certainly do that. There's no trouble there.
Yeah, we're going to fully disable the comms array in here.
Okay. And then, having done so, what then?
We'll
head out and see if we can see what kind of movement
and not go anywhere near the gun emplacement.
Okay.
So yeah.
You come back out of the radar station there. To the gun team. Mr. Ferguson has rigged his explosives.
Yes, we strategically withdraw.
Okay.
How far away are the other buildings from where we are?
A good ways. I mean, obviously, obviously this is going to be heard and seen, but it's not, going to do any collateral damage, if that's what you're...
No, I guess, a few things. One was, are they going to be able to, immediately come outside and start shooting at us, or can we get in a good vantage point to shoot at them if they try for that, or could we just, get out of sight immediately somehow?
You figure you probably have time to withdraw to a secure location.
That's probably smart. They're probably going to bomb this place soon anyway. I think that was part of the plan.
Yep. As you come out, you can see De La Mer and Lieutenant Goetz emerging from the radar facility.
Give them a thumbs up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Presumably you rush over to join them as the gun magazine detonates behind you. It is very, very loud, sending a plume of fire high into the sky. Large pieces of metal raining down.
I look over to Ferguson. Say, beautiful.
This is your lucky day.
And I think we should call it.
He's just smiling there.
Good job.
The reflection. The reflection in his eyes of the explosive cloud, the plume of destruction, a single tear rolling down Ferguson's cheek.
Oh, I love that smell.
All right.
Gorgeous.
Pretty good, Jim.
That was an amazing session, Jim.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Cool.
Sweet.
So until next time, y'all have a good week.
You too, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks. Right. Thanks. Thanks, okay, Jim.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Take it easy, everyone.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.